The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Okta Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
I can read it from right here. I can see, nigga. My eyes work.
I feel like your mom and you being that weird ass child. What the fuck are you doing? Act regular, nigga.
Nigga said, read it. I can read it from right here. Nigga, pick it up. No. All right, this should say it got essential vitamins. Physical and cognitive performance. Check. What the fuck?
Did you just see it?
Duh.
Way more engaged.
Hold on. Yeah, nigga, because it got 270 grams of caffeine.
Nigga, I wasn't so jittery that I couldn't pay attention.
Yo, hey, yeah. Hold up. The energy drinks. It's just a caffeine shot to the dome. And niggas be like, why do I got energy? I don't know. That caffeine in it, nigga.
Read the rest of it, man.
It's all bullshit.
No, it's not.
Nigga.
It's one of the few that's not all bullshit.
Nigga, I see green tea. Ginger, guarana seed, never heard about that. And it increases your metabolic rate. Uh huh.
Fasting and shit.
A word?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Increases your metabolism.
Your ultimate fitness partner. Hey, yo, you can't have an asterisk and then not be the asterisk. Hold on. Where's the other
one? Because if your body.
They got multiple, nigga. Where's hold on, bruh.
Because there's a warning. If your body ain't fit for this shit, you can't just be drinking these and try to work out. Like, you should be able to.
Nigga, they got multiple asterisks, and they don't say which ones is which, nigga.
It's basically just be smart about this. That's literally what it is.
Nigga.
Because it's like, you know how niggas was drinking Monsters and having heart attacks and shit?
It tell me it got 270 milligrams of caffeine multiple times.
Yes. Because it's a lot of caffeine.
I'm going to drink some water.
Nigga, drink the damn energy drink. It's natural energy. Did you read the natural parts?
A natural hydration.
Did you need the natural parts?
Hold on, bruh. Hold on. Yeah, let me see. Total fat, none. Sodium, 5 milligrams. Protein, none. And then hella fucking vitamins. Yeah, I'm good, dog. Water.
I'm hurt.
Life,
you would appreciate
life's this. Juice.
I thought you would appreciate this. Because niggas
drink. I don't do caffeine, bro. Because
niggas drink the Monsters and shit.
I don't do that shit either.
I see, but niggas drink the Monsters and shit. And those are terrible. And this is actually good for you. Like, there's a lot of goodness in that.
I agree with you. Oh, and if you drink Monsters and shit, you should drink those. But I don't drink no energy drinks.
It tastes good too. That's why I was like, if you don't like this, taste it, nigga. Try it. That's why I feel like that boss you got that coke and you in the room and you're talking about I don't do coke. I'm about to be real offended.
That nigga said you gotta do it for me though. Like,
I'm gonna need you to take
it. You ain't gotta do the little test. That nigga said, how I know you ain't the narc, son? How I know you ain't a narc, son? How I know you ain't snitching right now, B? I need to see if you gonna drink it.
Just saying. Look at it! This nigga looked at it like, I don't know about this shit.
That shit hella blueberry, nigga.
So it tastes good, though.
Nigga, nothing with they taste like Kool-Aid is good for you. I don't give a fuck what the can say. Nigga, that shit tastes like Kool-Aid without sugar.
Alright, so you dead ass right?
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like the blue Otter Pops, nigga, that aren't frozen.
Okay, but you right? Right. Now, when I hit that older natural energy, this is better than that.
That shit is the blue drink, nigga. They got a green one.
Actually, one in the car is, I think, something lime.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know how that one tastes, though.
These are different. I never had the essential ones.
The essential.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Nigga, yo, can I? All right, look, I'm gonna just tell you, I hate the way we use language now. Like, I just fucking hate it. Like, niggas can't read, and then they just make up fucking definitions for other words that's not essential, my nigga, because it's bigger does not make this essential. What the fuck, you giving me more caffeine trying to kill me, and that's essential, nigga? Fuck out of here. Like, nigga, content, bro. You know the difference between content and content?
Yes, I do.
Why would you name videos and shit content? You not content to consume? Are you content consuming content?
Can be.
Right. It's good enough. But it's not the same thing. But nah, let's just fuck it up. Like, niggas can't read, bruh. So we just go. Niggas don't even know.
American language, though. That's what that is.
Bruh, but it's like, because y'all don't know the word, y'all forget about it. Y'all forget about the original word and just be like, nah, this is all it is. And it's like, it's not. That's not essential. Nigga, you know what's essential? Water is essential. This right here, this is, secondary? What's that shit called? It's not essential.
So bad I brought these shits. Anybody else would have been like, oh my god, this is the best shit possible, bro. Thank you for this, because I needed something.
They don't like
when I would have been drinking. But your ass. You gotta break it down and remind niggas this shit should be in your body. I know.
I was just making sure the people knew. Hey, guys.
I didn't sit here and say, it's essentially for your system. I said it's bigger. Because that's all it is.
Nah, you kept it
real. Bigger can.
You kept it real. I appreciate that. I'm talking about them niggas.
I didn't know we were rolling.
Oh, nigga, we've been rolling. But I think you've been loud enough to get.
But I was going to pee.
Picked up. Oh.
That shit was crazy.
Oh, our, should we go back?
I shouldn't have said that on camera. No, that's fine.
I mean,
it's cool that they know I had to pee. That's a bodily function. Everybody take your pee breaks when you at work. Fuck the man.
They should be
take
at least.
Take your 10s, your 15s, extend them bitches to about 25s, and never care.
Hey, dog, check it out. Check it out. If you extend your 2 10s to 20s, You that's like a whole nother hour. Like a whole nother hour. Like, you
this
just...
is why I never hated on people that have smoke breaks. Just don't do that shit when you working with me. When we need to be working.
Hey, nah, dog. Nah, bro. You just gotta be smart enough to come out with us.
Nope.
See?
But nah.
You know what it was?
I'm just saying, pick your timing. Like, just be smart about when you're doing it. Don't wait for, like, we to be in a rush or some shit. Or it's like, It's hell to pay if you just walk away. It's like, nah, I can't do this. I need a cigarette now. You just walk away. Like, that's bullshit, dog. You acting like a 10-year-old, and I need you to be an adult right now. That's bullshit. This is why I don't like being a manager. I don't like being overseeing motherfuckers. Y'all acting like 10-year-olds. You're not 10.
I mean, but they are, though. They didn't keep developing.
It's
yeah. Hey, dog, you just got to, like I said, for those that don't know, you go out with the smokers. And just hang out
just
with
be
them.
There with them. I understand.
Because then, if somebody talking shit about y'all taking too long, you was out there with them. But always have a cigarette with you, even if you don't smoke, okay? Because niggas gonna point out that you don't smoke.
This nigga's a narc.
So you gotta be like, yo.
He just be coming with his.
Nah, like, I'll quit, but I like the smell. Say some dumb shit like that. Like,
The fact that would work, but the fucked up part is, niggas is going to test you because you around us. You going to want to hit this at least one time at some point.
Nah.
Talking about, I'm trying to be strong. I don't want to start back.
Nah, or just tell them the truth. Be like, y'all niggas get longer breaks, nigga. So, I'm going to be out here until y'all come in. The fuck? Like, just be real with it.
Real nigga for you. I'm okay with that.
Like, cause if you inside in the off in if you stay inside, niggas know exactly what time you need to be back at work. If you outside, they forget you out there.
risk and I'm okay with it. Just take your shits wisely, bro. Just don't take
But always come back in with somebody. So
bro, you, I hate motherfuckers when they be like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. It's like, bro. First off, you know when to take your shits. The fact that you even told me knows means that you was on some bullshit. The fact that you even felt it was necessary to let me know you had to go to the bathroom means you was on.
You owe some bullshit. I'm not your alibi, nigga. Like, don't tell me that you need to go to the bathroom. So when niggas ask where you went, be like, nah, I told him.
This is why I tell people I'm not your friend, because I'm going to throw your ass under the bus while I'm looking at you.
I'm telling.
This goofy-ass motherfucker decided I'm going to just walk off. And then we never going to be friends again, because you was stupid.
Tell
and
you I'm thought telling.
I was going to be okay I'm with telling. Your stupid shit.
I'm telling. Remember that. I'm telling.
I'm telling. While I'm looking at you, nigga. I'm not down with your shit. I'm not loyal to you, nigga.
Damn.
Hey, but people think, once again, I'm not your friend.
Bruh.
If I'm your friend, then I have to subscribe to a bunch of shit that I'm not with.
Bruh told you in the book, man, if it came down to it, we snitching, bro. We snitching. Telling on everybody.
And I expect y'all to do the same. If y'all didn't do that shit, I think something suspect about you. What's up with you? I don't want you in the group.
Why you think we would be loyal? That's rough, yo. Yo.
Doggy dog hey, world out there, man.
Welcome to the Stray Dope Show. I am El Uno.
I'm Trey B the Wonder.
And hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. This is the Thanksgiving episode. We just talked about this. That was for the last 10 minutes was for all of our hard-working retail cats that got to deal with these niggas that probably just got off work and get home to the turkey. And then they're going to show back up.
Essential.
Nigga, drink water, nigga. Build your body up to not need caffeine to stay awake.
It's nice. Look, we smoking, bro. I'm energized.
Bruh,
two like, months, I usually be like, ah, you be fucked up.
I mean, if you drink energy drinks, I guess fuck with that. I don't drink them, bro. Like, I just
the first
don't.
Thing I said when I had
I'm rain, all natural.
I had rain at first, right? I was like, yo, if you smoke and you gotta go to work and shit, you need to be hitting these because they're great. They're fucking great.
Yeah, it's a cap, nigga. We did that.
Look, for the vices in the world.
Moving on, bro.
Just saying.
We moving on.
You trying to drink some poison, cuz? You down with that poison? This is some of the best poison you gonna get.
I mean, it do taste like an Otter Pop unfrozen. So.
That's crazy.
It's the same shit that's in an Otter Pop.
Poison, boy. I'm just letting you know.
It's some good syrup. So, happy Thanksgiving to the peoples.
What you thankful for, cut?
Being
sound like that. Let me dial that back.
That's funny, bro, because you press a nigga for what they thankful for and then beat him up because you didn't like it.
Like, what am I wearing to it?
Nigga, just pressing, nigga. What you thankful for, cuz? Huh? Like, nigga, you better be thankful for something, son. Like, whoa. Whoa, yo. I'm just trying to, like, eat, nigga.
Look at other niggas. This nigga ain't thankful.
You're right.
Why are we like this?
Bruh.
Why are we like this?
Because it's fun.
Basically.
Hey, right. I can't lie. Pressing the nigga is fun if ain't no repercussions.
There are repercussions.
Huh?
There are repercussions.
Sometimes, but you
nah,
know,
bro.
Sometimes, look.
Even weak niggas
no, look,
figure out a way.
No, look, there are repercussions, but some of them you're like, I can handle those. Some of them you're like, I don't want those.
I don't want this problem.
Like, but see, but because you don't know which ones is coming, just don't do that. That's it. But we're not talking about that. I'm thankful for a lot of things, nigga. Like,
don't hit me with that.
Why?
I can't. A lot of things.
I can't be.
The world is great, and
I mean for me.
And you know,
the world. Hey, really? Let's be real. The world is the world, nigga. I'm just on it. So, in my little section, in my little lane, you know what I mean? Sunshine and grass is green over here.
So I'm thankful for that. Like, I mean, thankful for my lane always being sunshiny.
I try to keep it nice over here. Like,
actually, yeah, you're right.
That's about it.
Because that's basically all I did this year was get my lane corrected.
Yeah, that's it. You know? That's it.
You know, I smoothed the lines out.
We got new paint, nigga. Niggas re-asphalted this shit.
It's smoother now on my lane. Stay on your shit. That was literally my whole year.
Been under construction for a minute, nigga. We look good now. Fresh. See?
Under construction. I'm just like these Sacramento Islanders, bro. I was on work too. See what I'm saying?
One day they're going to open the bitches up and it's going to be like, it's smooth. We got so extra lanes.
There's so many ways to get on and not fuck up traffic now.
Right. But you know, you got to.
That was some smart shit how they decided to divide the traffic so that if you're going.
If you all keep the way going.
To 99, you just go ahead and go on that side. We know we going to the 80, we just going to stay over here and we just going to separate like that, uh-huh. You know? It's gonna park.
Yeah, no, they got better.
You gotta say that every time.
No, you don't. Yeah, you do. That's terrible.
Why not?
Because do butt cheeks part?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You have to part them.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
You don't have to, but if you were to part them.
I mean, we see.
There's actually a lot of reasons why you would have to
part look, them. Look, dog.
You have a fat ass.
What I was just
about to get in there.
But.
Not all niggas have dick like that. You gotta hold your butt.
Cause I was, I'm just saying. I mean, you since you said that, I'm just saying if you're coming at it from the front, right?
I understand that angle, but we don't have to think that hard. You don't have to think that hard. Just do this. This should be a thing right here. Like, you teach niggas this move right here. First off. This is self-defense right here. This
straight is to the throat.
No, but literally, this is the only self-defense you ever need to learn in life right here. Pushing a nigga off you. As you push a nigga off you, your body will forcefully go back. You take two steps back. It's just like, you know, jumping in back and forth. Double touch. Push a nigga off you. From that point on, if you're quick enough, she'll be able to run away. If not...
Hey, yeah, you got a decision to make. You got a decision to make after you push. After you push, you either take that step back and turn.
Also.
Or you push and then pull your arms back and then lunge. Like, because that, like, yeah, you gotta do it quick, though. You can't be indecisive in that moment. If you're trying to figure out if you're going to run a punch,
this shit is hilarious.
You're going to get fucked up.
We are not. Professional fighters, no. Duck your fucking head. Don't even look, bro. Don't think.
Just throw it. Just
right down the middle. If you miss, once again, we hop skipping. You back in this motion. Just push thing off you. Nigga said it. And reload up the same fucking
motion. Push. Nigga said if you miss, push him again.
The same shit one more time. Nigga, we are not professional fighters out here. It's okay. I don't expect you to have. I don't expect you to be this nigga playing with people and shit. Push a nigga off you right there. That's all you need to know in life. Row and dough. See? Park the butt cheeks.
This is what an energy drink do. This nigga ain't never had this much energy. Nigga, on episode 2. Ain't never had.
It says improves cognitive whatever.
Nigga, that shit gave you a crack shot to the heart. Nigga, like. That shit said, here, nigga. Made it long. Straight to the blood. Crank, yeah. Doug, that's like that. I don't fuck with those because you remember Redline? Yeah, I don't fuck with them shits. That shit made my heart feel like it was gonna explode.
My heart don't feel shit right now, son. My heart don't feel shit right now, son. I am calm as a bitch.
Are you? Yo, energy is way higher than calm. But the fact that you can say calm is like, I guess, nigga.
The
didn't even come out right. I'm calm. Calm is a
bitch. Anyway, let's get to the list. Actually stick to the list. Because I can do that.
So you can stay focused. Shut up, nigga.
Improved cognitive.
Yo, brain.
I can't even finish the sentence.
Yeah, because it ain't improved.
That shit say.
Duh. So, where are we starting? We started at. We gonna start with JP first.
We've been killing JP lately. Like, not everybody been killing JP.
We tried to big him up. We tried to be positive last time.
We did.
And then, nigga, he didn't listen. This nigga didn't lock in. I said, he need to lock in. Bruh, he need to show these niggas. Same way I feel about Drake and his music, where it's like, nigga, I'm better than you. I'm disgusted by y'all behavior. So fuck out of here. That's how I feel like JP got to be. The Chody's niggas coming to work on time.
Yeah, I'm about to, he's doing that with himself.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Disgusted with himself and the way he's been acting.
And coming to work on time. Coming to work on time. Actually be a part of the team. That nigga said, this is my team. And then proceeded to look lost.
That shit was crazy. When he wiped the sweat off and threw the towel down, said, fuck. Then looked over like, wait, what was y'all talking about? That is one of the most epic moments I have ever seen, bro. Like, this nigga can't be real. That's how bad that was. Like, this nigga cannot
that,
be
that
real.
That shit looked like a movie, nigga. Like, that looked like it wasn't... That looked like it was not part of the of basketball. Like, y'all not playing a game. This
like, this is like Kevin Hart playing a basketball
nigga. Yes!
And being an all-star. You know what I mean? And it's like, this is my team. Fuck it.
Yeah.
What the fuck you talk about? I know what I'm doing. Like, this is Kevin Hart playing a nigga.
That's facts,
being bruh. The nigga.
That was definitely a skit.
I can't believe that was real.
That was real life.
Dude, JP, what's happening with you, bro?
Hey, bro, I think we hit the nail on the head, bro, depressed. And he don't know how to... Niggas be children. He not that old. He ain't never been through no... I don't know his life, so I'm not going to say he ain't never been through no shit. I'm going to say that this is a lot for all the things that people tell you. Mm-hmm. Like I said, people will tell you what you are without telling you how to be that. Right? So it's your team. You're the star. He could have heard that from 100 different voices. He could have heard it from the organization, agent, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Though. He was hearing, I'm baby stuff.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
How bad can it get when that's what you're hearing? Like, bruh, imagine being called Baby Jordan.
No, but and a lot of niggas failed at that. Because this is what I'm saying. People tell you that, right? Everybody blowing your head up and all this other shit. But they not telling you what you need to do to actually be that. Right, they just telling you, they doing what the fucking TV do all the time. We just gonna hype you up. Oh, you had such a great 6 minutes. It was so amazing. You're gonna be the next. You're gonna be so great. You're gonna be a generational talent. And it's like that nigga.
We did all of that with JP.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he was so nice with hitting him. There was many moves, so many illegal great moves. It was so nice, bro.
But like I said, bro, with that, right? When you can be great as a rookie, you can be great in your second year because niggas don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You just playing basketball against niggas that never played against you.
Now we got tape on you.
We study you. We see what your strengths and weaknesses are.
And you no longer with Steph. Like, you can't hide behind them niggas no more.
Yeah.
It's just you out here and Kyle Kuzma.
So you got to do the work to make that next step, right? To take that next leap, you got to get past the hitch. This Brock Purdy shit. You got to get past the hitch. Niggas know what you do now, bro. Are you good or not?
Are you really with it?
Like, and that's kind of where he's at. And like, and that's what I'm saying. Lock in, nigga. Because
you
got the skills.
He is so fucking
But you're
talented.
Not.
I don't even remember who it was that said. Was it StatJack? That said he was supposed to be. He's going to be like Harden. He's going to be the next Harden.
You know, I don't know who said that.
30, 35 or some crazy shit. Because, you know, his offensive talent is so great.
Yeah.
He's got the green light.
Uh-huh.
We saw what you could be on Limited. you know, minutes, limited shots, everything. We saw what you could be, and it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, what happened, dude?
Nigga, they kicked you off the team. You got,
but you got your own team now. This should have been a good start.
Bro, you least. Again, I don't know. I can't say he's never been through anything, but to say that as a kid, he ain't 25 yet, is he?
He just turned 24.
Right.
If he turned 24.
So as a kid, still in that development stage, to go through winning a championship, your teammate punching you in the face, you getting shipped across the country, right?
You went at it with your pops online.
Signed a big ass contract and shit, yeah. Right? You all of these things have happened in your 2 or 3, 4 year NBA career, mm-hmm. Right? We came off a pandemic that fucked up the whole world.
Drafted at 19,
right? So over these last 5 years, you was back and forth to the D League and shit.
G League, they don't call it.
My bad, but whatever.
Yeah, that's real.
But you see what I'm
saying?
But then, but you back and forth between them. It's a lot of shit. I'm giving them grace because, nigga, that's a lot of shit for anybody to deal with. Over the last four or five years ain't been normal.
No, we talked about this with Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
and we basically said, yo, this dude is like 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
and look at all that he had went through before, you know, this year.
Yeah,
and it was kind of ridiculous to us that we couldn't at least give the guy some leeway when he says, oh, I have some mental issues right now. I'm trying to deal with this shit.
Right.
And it's like, yo, he's a kid. The world is coming down on him.
And who's
his
really
teammates didn't stick up for him.
Who's really there for him, bro?
The when organization didn't stick up for him. His coach didn't stick up for him.
Everybody threw you under the bus.
It's hard to go through that at such a young age and then, you know, just rebound like it's nothing.
Right.
So, you know, JP literally got punched in the face and the world saw it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot that man is going through. It probably is kind of ridiculous now being over there and the light isn't going away.
It's not going to go.
People keep wanting to check in for you.
Well, no, it's not going to go away because everybody saw what you saw, right? Everybody saw that you being a light for a team that wasn't looking good the whole time, right? And it's like, all right, cool. Now you on your own team and stuff, and people want you to be that next level dude because you're getting paid like it.
Yeah, you are.
Right? You're getting paid like a star on the team. And then again, people telling you, this is you. You're the star of the team. You're the face of the team, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, all right, cool. But nobody has ever told you what it actually takes to do that. Ain't nobody sick because people seem to not like his attitude, which is whatever, nigga. You don't have to like niggas you work with, whatever, right? Like, we work together, nigga. We just got to get it together.
No,
we just got to get it together in this space.
But I think, like, just to add a little context, he's being a little immature, very immature, and that he's hard to work with. In general,
well, no, but
because of the way he's acting.
Well, that's what
it's
I'm saying.
Not just that. Oh, I don't. Like
well, no, but no, but I'm saying because of that. Like, I think that's accurate. Mm-hmm. But I think that immaturity is there's nobody really trying to be that nigga for you.
Not anymore.
I don't even think them niggas was on the Warriors.
No, they were. They definitely were. Because you could see the moment.
I'm not talking about the shit we can see because that's not where he got punched at.
Actually, no, I agree with you. No, you're right.
Because a whole
lot of bullshit was happening last year.
Like you pointed out to me, everybody is worried about their contracts and shit and where they sit on the roster and where he coming in there, right? Yeah. And he coming in bright-eyed, looking for help, bro. You are calling me, I'm supposed to be the dude. Who going to help me be the dude?
That didn't happen.
Right?
No, we were not helping you take over anybody's spot.
You see what I'm saying?
That was
so if nobody's helping me If nobody's doing that, right? I'm just gonna be the dude I am. If the dude I am is an immature kid, bro, I'm an immature kid because the niggas that's around me that should be checking me on shit, even if I'm not receptive of it. You feel me? You don't punch the nigga in the face, nigga. You check him like you check other grown men. Nigga, you let him know what it is, bro. You don't punch the nigga in the face because he's not listening. He a kid, he's not gonna fucking listen. Kids don't listen, nigga, but you don't chastise him that way. Like you, that's not how you get the message across,
speaking
nigga.
Gospels right
you
now.
Break a nigga that way. Like No, it's like, oh, he wasn't listening, so I punched him. No, nigga, that's you supposed to be the mature one to show him what maturity is.
I mean, Draymond did say that later, but, you know, you can't say that later. No. You have to be that in the moment. And now that, you know, we've gotten past all this, look at what happened with the kids. So. Mm-hmm. I hope he can rebound. Let's give this moment once again to be positive for JP and say, you can rebound, my buddy.
He can.
You have the talent.
He can if he does have the talent. I'm saying he can if somebody like an Allen Iverson or a Gilbert Arenas that been there and understand how, like, you can get disrespected by the media, can hate you, and how all this shit can turn on you in an instant. Right, and what do you really want in this? If you don't give a fuck, like, bro, me personally, I told you
before. I got paid, bro. It don't matter. They can say what the fuck.
Nigga, y'all can say what y'all want. Y'all can say, hey, y'all can say I'm out the league.
Literally, keep doing this shit like Nick Young until you really out. Bro, don't matter. No, I got paid.
That's it. This ain't
like if that's what you want to do. I'm.
You know what I mean? But I don't think that's what you want to do because you wouldn't still be here.
He got a drive that makes me feel like he wants to be great.
Yeah, but again, nobody teaches you how to be great. Like, bro, how long did it take Steph? 6 years? And nobody showed him shit. He was sitting there working on shit.
And he actually had all of those moments to soak it up with them. So, yeah, we're going to just, you know, we're going to wrap this up for him. We just go wait and see because, you know, he definitely got the Shaolin monk training from the greats. So...
Oh, you mean that?
Wait to see how it turns out. You know, this nigga's going through his down arc. You know, my down bad.
Yeah. So he really is the. If the NBA was scripted, nigga, he is the series. The day to day, you checking back in every week to be like, nigga, what happened?
Is he rebounded yet?
Then no, it's like this week he had a great ass game, and then he did that shit with the coach. It's like it's like, all right, we're gonna come back next week, dog. We got you. We tuning in. Chet and Wimby. I don't really give a fuck about these 8 feet tall alien ass niggas that don't even got to jump to dunk and can shoot over everybody.
Really wish you would stop and with this. With
yeah,
this,
that's it. Rhetoric. That's all I really got to say. So what's up with them?
I really wish you would stop with this. Like, no, seriously though, because
I ain't said nothing.
Understand your position and everything, but we sit here talking about appreciating niggas for their greatness and all these other things.
You ain't great because you tall, nigga. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Hey, I hear you, right? And I'll definitely give these niggas their flowers when they set some records with some playoff games or whatever.
Hit on us?
What did I just tell you?
The turnaround three.
See my last statement.
It don't matter.
See my last
that
statement.
Shit is hard.
See my last
it
statement.
Don't matter how tall he is.
See my last statement.
Shit is hard. He ain't at the rim.
See my last statement.
That shit was. Come on, bruh.
I don't give a shit.
Come on, bruh.
Like I said.
So I wanted to talk about these kids because shit needs to be talked about more than Wimby. We've been bigging up Wimby like crazy.
Yeah.
Like he the next best thing that ever. Shet is way ahead of him. Like he is shoots and ladders ahead of him.
Uh-huh.
Like that, like, you know how we talk about, oh, he can be this, and he can be ready in this. Like, no, Shet is ready now.
Uh-huh.
Dude, if they gave him the ball more and just fed him the ball, just go ahead and take the shots. He would be MVP status. That dude is ready now. That fucking good. It's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact that I just said what I just said, and he knows it, and I'm willing to not take those shots and just be the 50-40-90 guy and do whatever needs to be done. Very fucking scary. I don't even know how old he is. This nigga's like 20, 21.
Something.
Fucking ridiculous.
I mean, he a basketball player, but he want to win. Like
Remember how we talked about Jokic and we were like, it's weird that he's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting easier.
Yeah.
And easier. And it's like, you are already so great at a point that it's like, we kind of just thought you would just plateau at that point.
No,
like,
nigga. Because
that's what greatness was at.
No, because you know y'all what I mean? Suck.
Nah, this nigga's like, no, it's easier for me now, so I'm just this much better.
Yeah, because I remember what I did last time. Y'all regressed. Like, I progressed. That's the word.
Yeah, Shed is going to do that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that. You know, where it's like,
I'll take your word for it.
It's like, yo, 15, 16 a game. very efficiently, and in like next 4 months it'll be 20 something, and the next 4 months it'll be 25, and the next 4 months it'll be like 30 something a game, and he's just gonna be there for the rest of his career. Like, I see that for him if he wants it. Mm. It's if he wants it.
I have not
Tim Duncan type shit.
I have not watched him play. That, I mean, they said he had the game like that before. I'm like, I have no. I just, it's not that I don't care for their games and stuff. I just really don't give a fuck because we only talk about them because they're tall.
Yeah, I understand that. They got like, they got game. That's both of them got game. But yeah. We've been talking about Wemby because we see the potential. And I feel like after what I've seen about from Chet, if we continue to talk about Wemby because of his potential and we're not talking about what Chet's actually doing.
You know, it's political.
It's bullshit. Mm-hmm. That nigga nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like y'all big up Jokic nonstop. I want to hear that about Chet. Is it because he's American? Like, what's the real shit? He is really fucking nice. He just killed my team, bro. And screamed that shit. It's my shit in the Warriors Stadium with Steph. Put 40 on niggas. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't one to put 40 on them. SGA did. But the point is,
y'all lost.
And he was a part of whooping our ass.
Yeah.
Wiggins almost had a game winner. Wiggins' first good game. Had 30 points. Was real efficient. Real nice shit. Killed his game winner, bro. It's my shit, son. And was screaming on us. My shit! It's my shit! He's a little kid! This is a child!
I mean...
This is like when you watch the Vikings and shit, you know? And the little ones, they be like little childs. It's like, why are these little niggas in war?
Because they killers, nigga.
Shit, bro!
I mean, I have not watched a single game with him in it.
Oh, man.
And... I don't really have anything to say about his game other than we'll see.
Hey, that team is really fucking good.
Yeah, his team is a really good team.
Jalen Williams, since you haven't heard his name,
nope,
is incredibly good. He's like what we thought Kuminga would be. You know how, because you've seen Kuminga play.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of body frame. Abilities type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's smarter and more consistent.
He's smarter.
Plays with more
how can
tempo, just better, just all around better.
Well, it really it really hurts my head when you say a basketball player can't know the plays, and it's like, nigga, it's not hard.
Bruh's a bonehead, bro.
Like,
that's literally all
he don't know where to be. It's like, it's not hard, bro. It's really not. Like, it's
just a bonehead.
It's only
some people are just like that. He know. You know what I mean? Where it's like, ah, oh, fuck. Right. I knew where to be. It's like that every time. Steph do it too. Steph do the dumbass overhead pass. You've seen him do that shit. Where he throw it like this. He do it every single game.
He be trying.
It has never been a good pass.
He like, one time it's going to work.
This man is a two-time MVP, bro.
One time it's going to work.
Four-time champion.
One time it's going to work.
He's scoring champion.
One time it's going to work.
Throwing that shit over the head.
He do that shit all the time.
All the time. And it just get picked off. He's going for a dunk.
He'd be like,
you know what I mean? He'd be mad at himself, like, I shouldn't have did that shit.
No, you shouldn't.
My dad
have
calls
done
me up. I hate when this nigga do that. Why the fuck does he do that? That's what he says.
He be trying to get it off, man. It's like
a tick, bro. I can't stop myself from doing something I've been doing since I was a child.
I've been trying to get it off.
Get that one little over the head thing off my whole life. I'm never gonna stop. You know what I mean?
He's like, well, once I get it out of my way, though, I've got to do it again. I don't know. I remember.
You do it multiple times. You never know. It's like a tick.
You're trying to get it off.
It's like a tick. It's going to happen. I know I shouldn't do it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. So, Chet.
Chet.
I'll be on the lookout for Chet. We'll see about Wemby. Like, I feel like all the hype that they...
Wemby years away. He'll get there.
And no, but that's what I was just about to say, is all the hype that they was giving Wemby, like, he's better than LeBron is at this age and all that other shit. And it was like, oh, y'all really just blatantly trying to sell this product.
Quite literally.
Like, that's...
It's okay, yo, we get it.
Like, but don't... Come on, dog. Like, don't...
But the one that's actually ready now... And it's actually good now. He's also a unicorn that y'all could be, you know.
But I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's because he's American.
I get it that y'all trying to sell this game, but y'all already have an MVP in Jokic. Y'all got Giannis. Yeah, there's other European dudes that you could, you know,
write
the name on.
Nope.
There's Luka, who's also young. Like, there's no need for us to make sure
We're trying to put an office in Germany like the NFL did. We trying to get teams across continents, bro. Like, let's be real. Like, we try to draw the interest up. We got to get Spurs jerseys all over France. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is what it is now. Everything you just said just ties into that. Because Chet is has been as good as you've been saying, right? And he is improving, right? There's no reason for them to not give him the same shine. But instead of saying, look at Chet and how amazing he's doing, it's, oh, Wemby's not performing tonight. What does Wemby have to do to get better?
Look at this highlight from Wembanyama. It is really cool dunk from Wembanyama. Oh, Chet did really good. Uh-huh. And look at what else happened. Oh, they got beat by 30.
Right.
But look at this. But look at this highlight.
Look at how insane this looks. Yeah. That's really funny. Yeah, now we're just trying to sell a product. And like you said, we get it. But that's not.
I get it.
That's fucked up.
Because we've been doing it with teams for the longest. You know, we don't talk about, like, the Thunder should be talked about a little bit more. We'll see how that goes. Because they might want to eventually. But another team that never gets the shine that they deserve, that has an MVP talent on the team, multiple great guys, the Sacramento Kings. Out here killing it.
Apparently, I was looking at a tweet the other day, or earlier, that was like, this team was doing good until they played the Kings. This team was rolling until they played the Kings.
Now,
this team
was on the street. People, bro.
Good for them.
The y'all 16-1 with Fox playing.
God,
do you know who was the one time y'all got beat?
The Warriors in the playoffs?
No, the Warriors is early. No. This year.
How are they? They ain't played 16 games yet. Right? Hold up.
Yeah, it was like the first two games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the one loss with Fox.
But they records suck. So that don't sound right.
You're talking about
16-1. Wait, what?
They would be 16.
If
they have Fox.
Oh, they didn't. I see.
That's the, you know how they do the analytics where it's like, this is the pace that y'all run.
You know what?
Look, I'm sorry I gave that to you, but it was nice. It was nice. I like the stat.
Bruh.
I like the stat.
I said I like the stat like it's an artwork.
I pulled the Nick Wright. I'm sorry. All right, I know we don't do that here.
He said some old insane shit. We don't do that here.
But it was nice.
Hey, hold on. We're going to put a pin in this. How do niggas just rock with them fucked up ass stats without responding like I did? Like, hold up, dog. Hold up.
It's the narrative that I'm trying to drive.
Hell nah.
Especially if we on TV. This is what we just
I'm shutting
for.
This shit down.
Like I said, we don't do that here. I'm sorry.
I'm on my phone like, hold on, nigga.
We ain't played 16 games.
Yeah, nah. I'm like, no.
This, you know how they do the analytics.
Yeah. Okay. I got
you. Jack, you need a job, would be old. This is how well y'all are playing. Theoretically.
Yeah, nah. I would definitely, bro. There ain't no way I'd be on TV and I'd be on there one day and shut that whole. What the fuck did you just say to me? That ain't even real, dog. That's not real. But they would have been if. But they're not. See, we're here now.
But.
Speaking actual.
Theoretically.
Hey, why are we even talking about this?
Statistically.
Nigga.
Speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, today's statistics mean these niggas 5-4. Right? And tied for like fourth. Nigga, what are we talking about?
All I'm saying is, De'Aaron Fox is that guy. He is really, really good. You are right. We say nigga a lot.
Yes.
So I'm going to stop that. This is the moment I noticed it because I was going
to
say he's.
Hey, bro, shout out to the
stat nigga.
Shout out to the Celsius because of the brain cognitivity.
No, seriously, because, like, let me not.
Like, you just now realized that. Like, it just.
It's demeaning in a way where it's like not everybody needs to be referred to like that.
I mean,
you know, like, because I'm saying it with a lot of force every time.
You know, it's, oh, I see. You know, yeah, it don't feel right, right?
It's like, not necessary. Yeah. It's unnecessary.
I understand.
I can use different words. I have a
vocabulary. Uh-huh. No. Hey guys, note how many times he says nigga going forward. Nah. But anyway.
But yeah, the Kings, I just want to keep talking about them. Domantas Sabonis, people keep throwing him under a bus like he's not good. He is really good. I understand he's a regular season warrior.
That's it.
But he's also young. Give him a chance to get to the playoffs again and prove.
Well,
if not, then I understand. Just like AD, I'm with you. But this dude is dope. You know, he had to go against Draymond to see how real.
Nah, and really, bruh. Draymond, what he said, what did dude say in the video? That when, I'm not gonna talk about when he stepped on Sabonis' chest and made him bleed internally. I'm not gonna talk about that. So it's like, you know what? And then when I remembered back, he was already injured. Then he got smacked in the face and then got stepped on. And it's like, I get it. I give him a break.
He was also going up against Looney, who was, you know, one of them. I'm pretty much here just to bang bodies, bro.
Looney is made of titanium. So you shouldn't bang hips
half
with
my
these.
My body is vibranium now, bro.
You shouldn't bang hips with Looney. Like, if you bang hips with Looney, you're not going to have a hip,
bro. That nigga's metalloid, bro. I'm just waiting for a nigga to pull Adam's face off.
Look, bro, that's two. You said you wasn't going to say nigga.
Damn.
told you.
He's saying so much. I got to get that out of my book.
It's just ingrained.
That's bad. It's like a Boondocks moment.
I say it all the time, though. I could try not to say it, but I'm going to just say it. Because you know what? I don't think it's that bad of a word.
It ain't, but it's like, I could use other things.
You could, but it don't sound right.
It just rolls off the tongue, huh?
It's damn near perfect. It's like motherfucker.
Motherfucker don't roll off the tongue like that.
Exactly.
You have to push that shit out.
Exactly.
Nigga
right?
Rolls off the tongue. I didn't even have to say it that time. See how fast it came
That's
out?
What I'm saying.
It's like a jab, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. It just happens, right? It's almost the perfect word because, yo, it just rolls off easily. When you try to say guys or bros or dudes or any of them other words, it sounds stupid.
Bruh's close. Bruh's pretty close.
It's close, but you can't bruh. Don't bruh me to death.
Right.
like, and it's okay. It's okay.
So it's not quite there yet, but it's close.
Because you be like, why are you saying that? What the fuck is going on? Why you keep saying bruh? Like, yeah, it's.
I remember my dad was making fun of us for saying bruh the way we were saying it.
Bruh. Bruh.
Okay. I'm like, damn, is that how we sound? That must be how we sound.
All right, bruh.
He wouldn't be saying it like that.
All right, bruh.
That's how we sound.
You can sound like trumpets.
Basically. Like, you hear that shit from, like, you know how you listen to a flock of people saying the same shit? You step away. That's how they sound. Mike, 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 Mike. It's that shit over and over again.
All right.
Yeah.
So
the Kings will be dope.
The Kings are.
I kind of took my sales out, bro.
Because now you got to think about it.
I didn't prove myself. I got to be better.
Okay.
I'm not going to be better. Right. I heard that in I felt that exuded in your okay. Okay.
I mean, good for you, Grandma Pat.
Thing that you are expected of both of us.
Yeah, I'm not on that journey with you.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for the word.
Absolutely.
How many people are going to say that on a podcast?
Nah, because like I said before, I censored myself whenever I'm outside of this space, right? Like, when I'm around different people, I know how to speak in front of them and use the language that's for that group. Hang on, I'm here with you. Hang on. I'm talking this shit. Don't give a fuck. Yo, I gotta be authentic somewhere.
This made me feel so dirty.
That wasn't the intention.
Bro, that fucking episode of Rick and Morty when they just in toxicity, that fucking, it's just a place of toxic.
This is not toxic.
All green and just everything was just toxic. That's where we at.
We not.
When we step in here. Is that what you just told me?
No. This is a place of freedom.
Okay. This is, I will accept that.
This is a place of authenticity.
Authentic freedom.
Because you know when you be around people and you be wanting to be like, nigga.
There's a lot of shit I
but don't the, but, right? But it's like, but the group is not it's, appropriate.
But it's hard, especially when it's somebody that I'm close to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't even get this off with you.
Exactly. So we here. Nigga, this is
a coordinate for the world to see.
Yeah. To know that we have thoughts other than the square ones that we share with them.
No, dead ass though. Like, I'm never gonna forget, bro. I had one of their one of the managers is like really with the shits,
uh-huh.
And she was like, "Oh shit, you a real ass nigga? I didn't even know that."
See, nobody
I didn't know that about you.
Nobody and, knows.
But it wasn't like I was like, "Yeah."
Uh-huh.
It was more like I didn't want you to.
It's a secret. You don't need to it's notice. A secret. Shh. Don't tell nobody else. Right. That's kind of how it is. It's like, bro, you know how many people know me, don't listen or watch this podcast and have no idea I be going this wild.
Yeah. You way worse than me. Like, I wasn't on this energy drink right now.
Right. So yeah, nah, it's like it's cool, bro. I gotta put it out there somewhere. Niggas need to know.
Alcohol don't even do this shit for me, bro.
Huh?
Alcohol don't even do this shit for me.
Niggas said vitamin B. give me some fruit.
Essential vitamins.
Give me some fruit. All right, vitamins. You know what you need? Is that Pharmacy for Life shit? That Styles P vitamins? Get you that shit for Christmas, nigga. Get it.
You know what's good? You've been told to be multiple times? Magnesium. So I can help sleep and shit.
Yeah, that's mixed into the Pharmacy for Life shit. They got all them shits. They got the health pack. They got the smoke pack. They got the
How much is these shits? Is it like $60 for like 10?
Nah, but it is. Is I think it's like 100 for the pack. Prices might have went up. I bought this shit a year ago, but they still. I felt good when I was popping them, and I stopped just because I stopped. But I still got some. They might be bad, but who knows?
I'm gonna give them to you.
You can see what's up.
They might try these shits, you know.
I don't think they're gonna hurt you. Like, it's not gonna.
Ain't gonna hurt. You can be all right. You can get a stomach ache or something. Be all right.
Drink some water, nigga.
Drink some water. Go ahead and get you a ginger ale. Nigga, you be all right.
Oh shit. So
that shit funny as fuck.
Time for our dun 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 weekly Dubs report. From our resident Dubs fan, Trey B the Wonder.
These niggas look terrible.
Wow.
They are on a 6-game losing streak. Mm. Remember when we started off and I was like, yeah, I think this team could do something. This team could make, they could run
them, they made liars out of everybody.
Man.
Hey, them niggas, they, what's it called? They did that old man shit. You know how you, out the blocks, they look hot. And then it was like, a week later, no, like, oh.
No. A couple of sweat marks.
Shit, fuck, no. They start quitting, bro. I'm done. Whew, my back, my leg is tired. Like, bro, we got a whole season left. They like, all right, hold on. Hey, they playing hard out here.
Draymond, bro. That's literally what, when he found out Steph wasn't playing, because the tape is out on you, bro.
That's like, a shame.
What he said was true.
That's
real. We know it.
That's really a shame. Like that.
The fact that Draymond's dumbass fucking got on podcast and said this shit. Don't nobody want to show up for November. Ain't nobody trying to show up in March.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody care about those games. Who's trying to play the Kings?
You know, like, he says this shit on record. So we know who you are based on your own fucking words. Then on top of that, there is video evidence. They got
they got all the stats, bro.
The schedules and see every time this nigga is out, you some mystery way find your way to get off the fucking team, kicked out of a game.
Off the court, bro. You
somehow.
Or you got hella fouls on the bench most of the game.
Somehow you not in the game.
That's crazy.
They need you most. You not there.
They should find that name.
Man, bro. If there was ever a person I didn't want to hear talk about accountability or just being a leader.
Oh, he can't say he
any
can't,
of that shit.
He can't say none of that.
He can't say nothing ever for anybody.
like, you know what's crazy? Is 2-3 years ago, we would have said that Draymond is... Every team needed Draymond for the leadership, right?
Get the fuck out of here. Draymond is a terrible teammate.
No, nah, but we wasn't saying that when they was winning the championship.
Nah, they was talking about he's the best teammate.
You see what
he's
I'm saying?
He's the best teammate for his niggas. Steph and Clay and Looney, because he been there long enough. You know what I mean? Wiggins, because you helped us get another championship. That's about as far as that shit go. Everybody else on the team can get fuck.
Shit.
It's been that way, though. That's crazy. How they act.
I mean, it's true. Like,
I'm so sick of this nigga, bro. You know what makes it really, really bad? And nobody has said this, and I really want to say this on record.
Say it.
Hold up. Let me get my last hit in.
All right. Because, yeah, no, I thought it was, I just think it's interesting how the public perception, I don't think Draymond's ever been a different player, right? He's been the same boisterous person his whole career, right? But the public perception has shifted from, like I was saying, every team needs somebody like him with the leadership and the teammate and blah 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 blah. And then here we go. It's like you live long enough to see you as a villain, bro. Yeah, you live long enough for the truth to come out, right? Like if you,
it's like you were my favorite player.
Like bro. Yo, if like, you,
the reality is you be on some whole ass shit a lot,
yeah,
like a lot,
mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be this bad. It shouldn't get to this point where we just calling you out all the time. You can't be this way, Draymond. You can't do this, Draymond. And then this thing goes on a podcast. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what
they've been telling Draymond how to be Draymond for 12 years, and can't nobody tell Draymond how to be Draymond better than Draymond.
If somebody tells you, I can't change, run away from that person. That's what they say. If somebody is like, I just can't do it. I have to. Run away from that person, because that person is never, they just okay with being shitty. Like, that's just
and they don't
they
see
are.
Any fault in their actions.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing this. Like, even if that person is shitty as fuck, if they can at least
acknowledge they shitty,
that I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's a monumental leap. This nigga is not like that. He will tell you he did wrong, and then
hit you with this and be like, yeah, I did.
But in the What's same sentence of saying that he was wrong, he'll find a way to be like, but I was right for doing what I did, and my teammates are behind me, and I think it was okay, and I'd do it again. Like, he would find a way to be like, and say that shit to your face. But the point I was trying to make before this, it makes me feel like this nigga is a bad teammate, is this in-season tournament game is the game that he did it in.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the game, he immediately went and launched for Rudy Gobert. Didn't need to, he pretty much just looked for his opportunity to yoke the nigga up.
Bro, because Rudy wasn't even doing nothing. He was he literally was like the only nigga trying to break niggas up.
It wasn't smart for Rudy to go for Clay. So that was stupid.
Well, but
just in general, just because in the middle of a scuffle, you go for your player type of thing.
But
he went for Clay, and they tried to sell that bullshit. He went for his neck. No, he didn't. He just tried to break it up.
Yeah,
this is what they peddled all week for the 2 days. The Warrior Network, blah, 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 bullshit. People calling in. He went for his neck. When you slow it down to 0.2 slowness, pause it. See that one angle where he was then immediately let go.
All I seen was he tried to break up a fight. He didn't necessarily go. I don't know.
I don't even want to make this point right now. I want to focus on the fact that this was an in-tournament game.
Uh-huh.
And that this shit is for money. and your teammates, the ones that don't make the money you make, the young dudes that can change their life in this tournament, your team, and you know if y'all really play this shit well, y'all can win this shit easily, right? Because you talk about them not being beatable, right? Like, when we all together. So, if you really that dude, and you really want to bring it for your teammates and get these niggas paid and change their fucking life, you would be out there with them. Like them Thundercats was. They was really killing it every game that they had, especially the in-tournament games. We want this shit.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga Draymond, where was you at, boy? You got yourself kicked out of a game as soon as you could, my guy. If I was on that team thinking about that money, I'm looking at you like, hey, fuck this nigga. Fuck anything he ever say. Fuck you for real, for real. Cause that,
I mean, you're not
change my shit.
Well, no, you're not in it for us, bro. That's it. At the end of the day, like you said, he in it for his folks. He not in it for everybody, right?
That's so weak to me.
So if you're not in it for everybody, I mean, at least we know where you stand.
That's so like, weak to me.
If we know, because I feel it's one of them things where it's like, you know how when you folks that call out, right? Hey, bro, as long as you call out, that's way better than you just not showing up. Right, like we can work this out with you telling us you're not gonna be here, but if you don't just show up, bro, then we kind of fucked, right?
Yeah, you're right?
And it's like, dog, if we can, if we know that, hey, Steph got the day off, hey, Draymond, just take the day off, dog. like you too, hey, just go ahead.
I've seen Steve Kerr do that with them in the past.
Yeah, cause this is what it looks like, right? Cause it's like it's one of those things where it's like we hate how they rest players. But if this is how they act, then when they don't get rested, then what's the point? What are we really doing here?
Yeah, that was really bad. I definitely got myself thrown out of this game because I didn't want to play. Like, you can't say anything otherwise.
Yeah, because there was no reason to do none of that, dog. Like, hey, two cats having a problem. Okay.
Let me go in and make this shit as worse.
As worse as possible. As worse as possible. You could come in pushing niggas. That usually breaks shit up. Like, wait. Did you tell us in this episode, nigga, the move? The move, right? He could have came in with the move.
He definitely could have did that. And we've seen the power and force that Draymond can conjure up.
You can, bruh.
This nigga got one man punch.
Bruh. So you could have definitely did the move, bruh. Pushed him on out the way.
Nah, but I'm going to get a rear naked choke.
How is that even a go-to move in a basketball?
I've never seen that before.
Nobody has.
Bro, he didn't let go. The fact that he went for the choke and didn't let go and drug him from the middle of the court to the, like, three-point line all the way to the bench,
to
the Warriors bench. He drug that nigga. And you see Rudy like this.
Like, bro, what's happening?
Hands up.
Bro, what's happening right now?
Shit crazy.
Hey, if I was Rudy, I'd definitely be talking to my union rep about a hostile work environment.
Definitely.
Yo, and I need charges, and guys. I need Draymond paying my fine because I'm not paying this shit.
I'm trying to press charges. Like, I felt for my life.
I don't know what this is
with him in the league.
This is
that was absolutely ridiculous that he was able to do that. And nobody cared.
Nobody. Nigga, y'all find me.
$25,000.
Y'all find me.
I got choked.
I'm trying to de-escalate the situation.
I almost died.
And y'all find me? I died. Bruh. Yeah. But again, we back to a running theme with Draymond is they just let bro get away with shit. Like,
but this,
for years now.
But this, the whole Warriors organization seems to be okay with,
but it's not
letting them do what they want to do.
But it's beyond that now. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like, even with Jordan Poole, that's an in-house thing. Now he's on your team. You see what I'm saying? We got hella evidence of how you attack other players playing the game. Right? Like, because none of these shits is basketball moves. What you did to Sabonis, nigga? What you did to Adams? Like, none of these things are basketball moves, and then you literally choke somebody.
That's crazy.
You literally put your arms around his neck on the court. Y'all not behind the scenes having a street fight. Y'all on the court at work, nigga.
That nigga locked it in.
At work.
He didn't do this.
That's what
he
I'm...
locked it in. Bruh. Made sure I drugged this nigga.
At, tried to you doing him. This at work, national game, bruh, in front of millions of people. That's crazy. And we're going to fine everybody and suspend you for 2 games?
5 games.
Or whatever?
It was only 5.
But you,
I remember Malice in the Palace, some niggas was going for like half
the season, bro. They was out that year, okay, and then
it was a while too.
And I mean, granted, it wasn't an interaction with fans and things, but it's still the image that you're portraying. What the fuck is this? I tuned in for a basketball game, nigga. Did y'all ain't even scored a point yet?
And he ran around the thing again. He did that. That remember when he was bruh. At King Stadium, ran around the.
Hey, thing, yo. Out of the fan? That player empowerment shit is okay, nigga, when y'all getting y'all money. It's not cool when y'all fucking up the product. Like, we didn't tune in for this, dog. Y'all literally have had exciting basketball.
I've heard people call him a clown before.
Uh-huh.
And I hate when people say that. I don't like the clown word, especially the little emoji when people just pop that shit in.
Why?
To, like, end their statement, like, oh, you a clown. Because it's bullshit. Anybody could be a clown if you don't like whatever it is they have to say.
That's fair.
And it seems like a bullshit, you know, insult or whatever it is that you have to say about somebody. But he does clown shit. Like, Draymond does clown-ass behavior. This is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You turn the place into a circus.
Yes.
And this isn't the first time that you've turned a place into a circus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, I'm kind of done with him just because I don't want to see this shit anymore. Mm-hmm. If I had fucking kids, I wouldn't want them to watch Warriors basketball just because of him. Like, I don't want you to see him.
Doug, that's how I was feeling watching the playoff game.
Yeah.
Right? Where I'm like, bro, we didn't come here for this. Like, and this is like, and it's like, oh, it's wrestling. This is not, bro. It's not, I came bro. To watch basketball. Mm-hmm. And then for you to do this other shit, again, we play, it's competitive basketball, it's competitive games and shit. Whatever happened between them two, it looked like they was battling for a rebound or something. His hand got caught in his jersey and he ripped that shit. That's what it looked like.
Nah,
it was, or somebody was holding it.
Pushed him and held him. Then he, as they turned, he pushed him back. And he saw he still, you know, they was holding on to each other. He pushed, and then that was when the tussle started.
Yeah.
It was like, we're doing it back and forth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now your shit is ripped. Because it's like, what the fuck are you even doing?
Yeah.
That nigga's like, what the fuck is you doing, little nigga?
Yeah. Hey, but I can totally be
okay
with. That's
an okay moment, because it was just, you know.
They getting fierce, bro. That happens, bro. But where do you come from?
Give him another jersey, and that literally would have been the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
If Draymond didn't come in and yoke a nigga up for 15 seconds and try to choke him out.
For 15 seconds.
I don't know how long it was,
but it was long as fuck. It was long as fuck, bro.
Like, you can't do that. That's ridiculous.
But again,
that ain't like, I just threw some punches and, you know.
But everybody seems okay with it, right?
Yeah, we getting
like you see what I'm saying? Like, yo, when because you know David Stern would never.
Yeah, remember last year when they were going at the bench with the Grizzlies and
uh-huh.
What's his name, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah,
and we were looking at it like, yo, this is
what is this? Oh no, yeah,
again because uh-huh. This is in the middle of a game. What it's is only because he works for what's his name? Turner, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they are.
Yeah.
Fox, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Only because he works for them that he's able to even be there.
Be this.
And make this big of a moment and not be arrested. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That shit shouldn't have happened. After the game, Dylan Brooks said the same thing. It's because we're in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that could even happen in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was bad for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good publicity moment, if that's all you care about.
Like, yes.
But that was bad for basketball.
What was crazy is as we see that they try to sell the game overseas, right? And you see how wild that those games are, but they seem to keep it cool, right? And we just do ignorant shit for no real reason.
That's American culture. I think that's why. You know, the Jerry Springer age, right? We grew up on this shit.
We don't. Why is our export ignorance?
We grew up on this shit. The Jerry Springers, the Maurys, they turned that into,
you know what, remember his
security guard?
Yeah. The
security guard
got his own shit. His own show. Look,
and he was a real life asshole. Look, he was just talking down to motherfuckers.
I understand, but it's one of those things where you know how you want to put things in a box. Hey, dog, we do ignorant shit in the movies, nigga. Nope. But how we actually live is nothing like that.
Nope. Jersey Shore. How we actually live is ignorant, stupid.
I don't like
Bad Girls Club. We love it. You are a motherfucking lie. Love that shit.
No.
I've watched a hell of a lot of seasons of the Bad Girls Club.
It's not. That's not. No reason. That's not a we thing.
To watch
that's not we.
Go crazy.
That's not a we.
We all did that.
That's not a we. Because
you like basketball wives, and we watched them shits together. So
why you gotta lie again? Why you gotta. Why
you double down on your lie.
Why you gotta. Why you gotta. I don't understand why you even gotta, like, know what I mean? Like, bring my business out to the streets like that.
I don't like you lying like that.
Bro. I didn't lie, bro. I didn't fuck with Bad Girls Club.
I was there, bro.
I didn't watch Bad Girls Club.
My name.
You watched that shit on your own. I watched Basketball Wives. Because of Drea. But anyway. I
forgot about her.
Bro. You know what I mean? We know why we was watching. But, yeah.
Who's Gloria? That was a name too. I feel like a Gloria somewhere was fine as hell. Somewhere. Something black.
What's the other? Oh, in Love and Hip Hop.
Was that it? Was her name Gloria?
I don't know.
Was she also a basketball wife?
Oh, nigga, I don't remember. It didn't matter.
There's a Gloria in this world that is fine as hell. We don't even know where you are. You just lost it.
There's actually a few of those.
Super fine ass Gloria. That's a good name too. It's not a bad name.
Bruh.
That's a good stripper name, honestly. Gloria. Glory, glory comes Gloria. Here to send you to the
house. Nigga, you are not having an energy drink ever again. What the fuck was that? Oh, yo, what? This nigga. I don't even know. I can't even go nowhere. I can't. There's nowhere to go after that. It's like, nigga, you. What? Oh my God. All right, y'all.
We got to talk about Clay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is also a problem. A major problem.
I mean, but you.
It's such a problem. But it looked like he gonna be out the league soon, which is ridiculous because Klay Thompson.
Hey, what is up with y'all just wanting niggas out the league or to go to China? Like, hey, y'all motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers, bro. Like, every time
since
I look,
they put it in 2K.
Every
they
time
they shouldn't have put it in 2K. Bruh, they put it in 2K. Now it's in the main stage. You're gonna go to China, right? If you do bad enough, you fuck up.
You going to the Shanghai Sharks, bro? Every time. That shit wrong. But anyway, I guess you've been right, bro. I keep saying give him grace, but we'll see. Cause it's still
he the same player that he was back in the day. And when you making the same bad mistakes that you was making when you was at your greatness and you no longer great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, see that, like, those are things that I don't know. But
because
yeah, he always was his game was always a little suspect to me.
Oh, word,
dog, his dribbling was suspect.
Oh no, that's not his skill.
No, this is what I'm saying though.
Yeah.
These are the things that were always suspect to me. So if these problems still exist,
oh, he never should dribble
and he slowed down.
Yes,
see, like, because it's like from what I could see from Klay Thompson is he couldn't dribble his. What do you want to call it?
Double turnaround move.
Ball. when he's creating his own shot, it's not pretty, right?
Well, he goes back and forth. He'll do it. He'll do this. He'll dribble to the side a little bit, and then he'll do a basic cross.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, he'll try to cross again. If that doesn't work, he'll dribble back out and try to pass the ball up.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm saying. Like that has never been a good trip down the court, right? As far as I could tell. No, no. And those were, that was when he was great, bro, 30 points in the quarter or whatever, right?
He hit a step back last year and we were like, oh shit, did he add that to his game?
And so, so now if he still has those same deficiencies and he's not hitting the shots he used to make, then yeah, dog, that's a problem.
Like, so now when we see Klay hit those off balance, you know how he just take the off balance one falling mm-hmm. off? Them shits clank or they just look real, like, ridiculous. And he shoots them in really bad moments of the game now where you're just killing our whole momentum. We're not going to win because you are on the team just out here doing stupid shit. That's how bad you look.
Damn.
Just because you out here and, you know,
we having problems.
It matters most.
Mm-hmm.
So Klay isn't... Klay is playing like he isn't even a role player. We're packaging him off as if he's a third option, at least.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a third option. He can't get his shot off.
Damn.
Ever. You know what I mean? Yo. Yeah. So, and when you're that good at shooting and you need to get your shot off, which is how he feels,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to press. I have to because I'm too good at shooting to not try to get my shots off.
Mm-hmm.
And when those moments matter, when you're in the third, at the end of the third, you're at the end of the fourth, and you just chucking. And we getting killed because of it. And then your coach is such a jackass. We just gonna let it happen. We're never gonna even say anything is bad about it.
Nah,
we're
bro.
Never gonna sit him in those moments. We're just gonna let him kill the game.
Shooters shoot. Dog. We gotta let
I understand
shoot.
It, shooters shoot. When shooters aren't doing good, they sit the fuck down. Or they do something else. Klay can't do anything else. He's just not good enough. So, sit the nigga down. He doesn't offer anything else in the game.
Damn.
That's what I don't understand about this team with, you know, Steve Kerr and how he's coaching them with the Dray and Klay just aspects of, like, how y'all just get away with so much bullshit.
I mean, but we know how.
But, you know, it's ridiculous.
Man. But we know how.
It was ridiculous before, especially when we got to the playoffs and it was like this. With Draymond being ridiculous, mm-hmm. with Klay killing us in the games. It was bad in the playoffs, and when the playoffs mattered, that's why I was sticking to my points.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to the season and we doing the same shit.
Ain't nothing changed.
Ain't nothing changed.
Y'all added Chris Paul.
Chris Paul was looking like, yo, what the fuck? When that Draymond shit was happening, you rewind that back and go look at Chris Paul, bro.
What's happening?
With that shit.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Not with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if he was like, yo, trade me off this team, bro.
Oh,
you
shit.
Niggas ain't about to do nothing. It don't matter if I'm here or not.
Damn. He should go to the Clippers.
He should go to the Spurs. Re-energize your career with that guy.
Bro, we talk about re-energize. Niggas is on year 20, bro. That's a wrap.
Get five more out of this. He's great, bro.
He was really fucking great. He's one of the best parts of our team right now.
Oh, bro.
Can't even score, bro. He's one of the best parts of our team.
Setting cats up. I mean, we got... it's been a month, bro, so they all own the Riddler gang. Like, there's no...
I feel bad for Klay, but at the same time, somebody's got to be real with him at this point. And that's basically what the last 3 days since the last game... That's what everybody's been saying, and you know, I've been on this shit for a while, so
yeah. No, you've been saying that shit. You said it before the playoffs last year, all through the playoffs last year, all summer. The NBA preview,
I'm saying the same thing about Draymond. I was like, I was done with this shit. I don't know why we re upped on the nigga for 4 years, not three, not you know, with the option of the third, with the two.
Four, bro.
4 years.
Solid. Guaranteed, bro.
That shit crazy.
Pay up.
That's why it's like, I already know we're not going to trade Klay. I already know it's not going to happen, but
well,
still got to do something different.
No, they not.
He's got to start somebody else. That's how bad he is.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's kind of harsh.
Bro, when anybody else comes in and they doing better than you, it's time to start somebody else. Period. Like, these dudes ain't even getting warm-up shots. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They just coming into the game.
Coming.
They're just better than you immediately. Doesn't matter who it is.
Well, and, I mean, if he can't do what he could do before, that's a problem, bro. And I'm not, and I mean defensively, really.
If Klay is open, he can make that shot. So,
you're telling me all Klay Thompson is good for at this point in his career is shooting.
An open shot.
He can't. He's not holding nobody back.
He can. Yeah. He can try to defend, but not really. He can try though. You know, because he was always a good defender. So yeah. It's like, I can try. Uh-huh. It's not that you. It's not that he can't be out on the court. It's that nobody's holding him accountable for the dumb shit that you do to the point that you look so bad that you shouldn't be on the court. Like, you look like you aren't a starter. That's ridiculous because it's Klay Thompson.
Nobody pulling your coattails like, hey, Doc.
Stop doing it.
What don't?
It's Klay Thompson. You know what I mean?
I mean,
but you're not being coached.
He just throw that four up in your face.
But you're not getting coached, which is why, like, they had a on who was it? One of the, I think it was Light Years. They had a graph up. Who's more unserious right now? I think that's what it was. Mm. And it was Steve Kerr and Klay Thompson. And it's like, or like, who's doing worse, basically?
Uh-huh.
I mean? And it's, they said Klay Thompson. And the dude that was, you know, talking at the podcast, mm-hmm. I forget his name, he was like, I want to talk about Steve Kerr. Because it's ridiculous for you to let this dude go out there and just keep doing it.
Yeah,
he's
keep
saying
the
same shit we've been saying. Steve Kerr is not a very good coach. And it looks really bad now. You know, like, the older these dudes get, the more we rely on you to actually coach. And you're not doing that.
Well, not, but it's also harder to keep niggas in line, if that makes sense. Like, when you get to at a certain point, I have championships and I have the knowledge, right? We battled together, we won together, and then we went to the mountaintop a few times. Right at this point, dog, you know my tricks. Like,
what am I gonna say?
Like,
what, is that what you're saying? What am I gonna say to him?
We've been together what, 5, 7, 8 years now,
it
right?
Like 10.
Been together 10 years. Yeah. We got 4 championships. We didn't been to the finals, the Western Conference Finals, the playoffs, year after year after year. Hey, bro. Do your job, dog. Like, I don't know what to tell you, bruh. Like, and then if you got cats like Draymond that's like, I'ma just do me, it's like, nigga, then just do it. Give a fuck. When I really look at it, I can see Steve Kerr just be like, you know what, nigga? Just fucking do it. Just fucking, whatever, nigga.
Like, as a fan, I don't like hearing that, but I can see it.
No, that's what I'm trying to put my mind in that mode where it's like, how long have they been in this relationship to be like, to have that coach player mentality, right? Because usually a coach is there because they have the experience you don't, right? They've done things that you haven't. So they can tell you things and impart wisdom on you certain ways. Nigga, you brought that in and then we reached the mountaintop together multiple times. Dog, we did this together, bro. You more like a homie than a dad. Man, like, we did this, dog. Like, so I'm just putting myself in that mindset where it's like, yeah, I can see where at this point it's like, we done tried everything with him, bro. We done tried the hands off. We done tried the hands on. We done brought in counselors and shit. This nigga still doing
shit. What about
Klay though? And it's like kind of the same thing. Like, bro,
what am I really gonna say?
Like, dog, last time we brought in a counselor for Klay, he just ran off on his boat and didn't talk to us for 3 months. Nigga, we gotta be cool, bro.
Dude, I'm so sick of
it. Hey, when I put it in that box, it's like, you see how he like,
whatever.
And then when I go to the front office and tell them cats like, hey, dog, so what we about to do? They like, those are our guys. It's like,
quite literally, that's the only thing left that I got is that he's like, yo, I've tried to tell him and the, you know, the office ain't listening to me. So I'm going to just let him go out there and look this way and let y'all decide what y'all want to do.
This is what they do. This is what they do.
So Draymond, he out the first week, bro. Like, 2 weeks in, this nigga out for 5 more games, you know? So it's what he do. And then Klay out here just looking stupid, you know? This is what y'all wanted.
So,
yeah. Wanna go out with these, motherfuckers? Is that what is that what Steve Kerr is doing? If that's what he's doing, then, you know.
Because, I mean, I'm just so into the the mind state of what would get you here, right? What would make you, because you gotta, you know how you hate niggas throwing dirt on your name? You hate people saying you can't do your job. No matter what job you're doing, you can't tell the dude, at McDonald's he can't fry fries, you know what I mean? Like, he gonna be, nigga, fuck you talking about, son? Like, he ain't gonna have it. So I'm sure Steve Kerr, because he gotta deal with, that shit not hit no more. I'm sure Steve Kerr gotta deal with reporters and shit every day. Right, so then when the questions start changing about how you doing your job, feel me? And it's like, look, dog, how does he? And you see how it's played out, and it's like at a certain point he defended himself, and then it keeps dwindling down where he like, fuck it, this is what I deal with.
They do.
This is what I be dealing with.
That's what they do.
Like, you know? And then when they ask him, it's like, you know, Draymond's just gonna be Draymond. Yeah, you.
We have to be better.
Sound like a defeated parrot, but that's
that's why I'm sick. I'm sick of him more than I'm sick of them. I'm really sick of Steve Kerr.
Hey, well, really,
he needs a new voice at this point.
Hey, I'm okay. So what I'm about to say might sound fucked up, but it's hella funny because it's like, nigga, mom went to Sacramento.
He did, bro. Mike Brown was the best. We needed him. And when they got divorced, nothing was right anymore. You know? Home was just never home again. Niggas are just fucking up now. They just okay with it. You know? Don't nobody come to Soul Food no more. On Sunday.
That shit funny as hell,
ever since mom died.
So ever since he left the building, bruh, it's been weird over there. He thriving. He got a new husband. Got a new life. You see it with the king in the crown, bruh.
This shit, bruh.
400 times.
He's out there lighting the beam every night, cuz. We losing. We on a 6-game losing.
Hey, now check this
at
out.
At home, too.
Oh, y'all
home.
Hold on. Y'all not the home squad no more?
Nah.
Y'all can't hold it down at the house no more?
Steph came back early because that nigga was hurt. He was like, y'all niggas is losing. And we still lost another game. You know? That was the Wiggins good game, too. Wiggins actually did well.
Bro, wait.
Pitched in and everything.
Hold on, dog. Still got beat. Hold on. Steph came back from injury.
Early.
Because y'all suck.
Yes. Wiggins also pitched in and had a great game. 15 for like 19, 30 points.
Is that why I saw the picture with Steph sitting on the court? I'm sorry, but you know, hey, bro, I keep trying to tell cats, how did Joe Buttons word it?
This is also why the Clay
can't nobody beat by the time.
This is also why the Clay rhetoric got so much worse after that game, because that was the first time, you know, Wiggins and the rest of the team was like, you know, trying to get there. And
he throwing it away?
The game, bro. You out here just looking stupid, you know? Draymond's already missing. So it's like there's a lot of bad that just made it look worse. It's like you just threw shit on top of shit. You can't do that. And then, you know, now it's out there, bro. We see you. We see you for who you are.
Damn.
So, at this point, it ain't really, you know, about Clay's ego. We about to play tonight, so we gonna see how they look. You know? What is Clay gonna do again after all
of this? Nah, like, I just said, you know, people don't...
I'm sorry, but you know what the fucked up thing is? What I don't want to happen? Usually, when it gets this bad for Clay, he has a good game. I don't want him to have a good game.
Well, I was going to say. Well, not like I was going to say, because that didn't work out for him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But my point was how I was saying, you know, how you don't like, you can't tell somebody they can't do their job, right? Like, there's something in you, especially if you have any kind of pride about you. And I don't give a fuck if I hate this job, then you can't tell me I can't do this job. Feel me? So,
sure, I can do it.
So, and I feel like you said, whenever that happens to Clay, he typically has a good game, but that has not been the track record lately. And that's one of those, it's a name, but I ain't got it. It's just one of those spotlight moments where it's like, hey, dog, you know what you can do. People saying you can't do your job, right?
He been trying to prove it too.
Here you go.
Looking good. But if, right. if he has that moment where it looks good, it's just going to end up getting worse after this.
But that's what I'm saying. It's probably better for him to not, to have that same 6-point production and look horrible. And it'd be like, then the conversation's real to somebody. Because if it's been real to you for a year now, right? And it seems like it's getting realer in the public discourse, right? So it's like it need to be real to somebody before something happens.
When I first said this, I was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Then, what was it? Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? It was either a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I told my dad we should, you know, think about putting Moody in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. He got mad at me. He got very mad about this. This is ridiculous. Sound ridiculous, Trey. And, you know, it ain't even been this many games.
He said what I said. It ain't been 2 weeks.
Then he called me to apologize.
It ain't been 2 weeks.
That's how bad Clay looked.
It ain't been 2 weeks.
But that's how bad Clay looked, bro. He had to give a formal apology.
You know what, dog?
I was so wrong about him. That's how bad he looked. You making other people, you know, apologize. Clay, come on, bro.
That's whew, down bad, dog.
Yeah, man. Come on, bro.
Well, we hope for the best.
This is why you need to be watching them Kings games. I'm trying to tell you. They looking good. On the other side of the North. If there was ever some fake ass, you know, Warrior fans, this is the time to put them Kings jerseys on. Bro.
And all you gotta
make that smooth switch. Ain't nobody looking.
You a Northern California fan.
But ain't nobody looking right now. You know what I mean?
Nobody would know.
Nobody would know. If you was one of them kind guys, you could just bloop bloop. Nobody would know.
Just tuck the Dubs when and get the Kings, bro. You straight.
You straight, cuz. Ain't nobody gonna hit you. Wasn't you a Dubs fan? You'd be like, nah, bro. You know, it's just like Steph highlights. It'd be like that. They'd just be cool.
Lying to the people.
But I'm giving people the out. This is the moment to clock out.
Anybody that say they're Warriors fan, the Kings fan from this point out, you bandwagon.
They not hitting. There ain't no Kings fans talking about bandwagon.
That's funny, bro. We got the bus door open. Like, yeah, come on in.
Any Kings fans talking about bandwagoners yet?
Oh, no.
Y'all welcoming that shit right now, ain't you? You'll be cool with it.
The bus is open, bro.
Come, this is the time.
Get up. The bus is open. We ready. Let's go.
If the Warriors go on one of them 15, you know, games or some crazy shit.
Hey, if y'all go on one of them extended losing streaks,
ain't nobody gonna want to hear that shit later. It's like, oh, where all these Kings fans come from? Y'all niggas just went to Warriors.
Hey, nah, but real shit though. The secret is niggas already got their Kings jersey tucked in the closet. Like that's the secret, bro. That's
that
really
old Weber jersey.
Like yeah.
That...
You bring out the classic.
Because that shit, that's all you need is one of them two. You don't need nobody from no other era. That's just one of them two.
If you got anybody else, then you really just solidified your Kings.
Yeah, for real. Like, and you don't need to do that, bro. It's hard enough to get a C-Web or a Mike Bibby jersey. I don't even care if that shit is fake, bro. If you it's got... hard enough to get that jersey.
Bro, that's hilarious.
I remember the jumpsuit. I wore my boy's jumpsuit. That shit was nice. That shit looked clean, bro. Just because it's purple and black. That shit was
funny. All right. Well, that was been a good episode. Anything else? Watching, bro. Huh?
I wish you were watching. That show I showed you was dope. That sword thing, the blue-eyed swordsman or whatever, that's on Netflix.
Yo, that, all right.
That shit was nice.
All right, one quick note on the blue-eyed swordsman. That's the most true-to-life racist shit I've ever seen in my life. Right. Like,
white demon devils.
Came, and raped and pillaged. Nigga, then, after they did that, they had, the chicks had the babies. And they came out with the blue eyes of the devil. They had raped and pillaged. So nobody liked her.
You evil bitch. Let's kill her. So now we hunting her down. So she's no longer a girl. I'm going to just be a dude now.
Shit, fighting for life, bro. Fighting for her life, bro. Trying to hide her eye color when they ain't got no contacts.
Now I'm on my revenge tour to find this white devil.
That shit crazy.
In our land, and I'm gonna kill him. And they bring in guns too. That was also a part of it. That was the thing. We just annihilated them with guns. Yeah. He was showing them, like, we coming with real tools of war. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. Y'all Japanese niggas don't know nothing. Watch this shit here. Bow!
Whoa.
That nigga dead. See? And that's really what he was showing you. All that swordsman cool shit y'all niggas do.
Y'all
shit
got it.
Out, man. Bow! Nigga, dead. You see that other nigga? Dead. Then when they actually showed him marching to war, and they got to, they was just, you know, laying him out like it was nothing. Dropping him.
Damn. That's...
It was a good show,
I'm
man.
I'm check it out.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Remember, I was looking at it like, huh, it's in English. The artwork looks pretty good. They put money into this. This might be good. Remember I said that when I was sitting right there?
Oh,
that shit was good, son.
I bet. I haven't watched anything worth talking about. Like, yeah, not a thing.
Not one thing. That's okay. You're not consuming media. You're getting yourself right. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I just be listening to music.
Just listening to that new Andre 3000.
That shit slapped, right?
You know, I love flutes, apparently, now.
I mean, I like jazz music in general.
When was the last time you listened to flutes, though?
Specifically?
Specifically flutes.
When I put that Bobby Humphries album on?
I don't like
Matter of fact, hold on. Let me go grab it real quick so the people can see. Last time,
it's like I really can't.
I listened to.
I said he got hella albums.
Loot record.
I said that shit because it's like, yo, I know who you are. This is the last time you listened to some flutes. This
last time I listened to a flute record that Bobby Humphries. Feel me? I got.
Look at how old she.
I got a couple records of hers
too. Look at that album cover.
Taylor made, bro. What year is this? 1977, son. I got classics.
Listening to shit from the '70s, so I'm not trying to make fun of you. It's just it. Wow.
Duh, you gotta have good musical taste, bro.
You right, actually.
You can't just be listening to bullshit all the time.
I've been waiting for my yearly breakdown to come. Just to see how much did I really switch it up this year, because it was pretty drastic.
You was just on that side A shit, right?
Mostly, but then Tina Marie kind of took over.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering, what does it look like? Because I've been on my slow jams playlist. Because it's just
better. I'm always surprised at what my number one song is for the year, because it's like, I listen to that a lot, huh?
I think it's Portuguese in Love, but I'm gonna see.
I think the song by what's it called? Who are them cats? The Happy Hour. The cats that I saw live and was talking about the album. I
that's
think
your number one song, bro. Ain't that nice?
I think I played that song the most repeatedly. Like I've listened to a lot of different stuff. That's why it's not. I don't listen to the same thing a lot. So it's like it's not hard to jump to the top spot if I fuck with your song because I might like run it back.
I don't hate
him
for that.
But I don't do that to a lot of songs unless it's something I'm trying to memorize or I like.
That's literally how I listen to music. If I like a song in general, when I save it, I'm going to listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, I add songs to my playlist so they're on my playlist. And I like to just hit random because my shit will take you from, nigga, I got Jay-Z, DMX, nigga, to E-40 and Mac Dre, to Frank Sinatra, to like. Real Living diverse. Color to some other jazz
just
shit.
Said, I'm diverse. He said, I'm real diverse.
Like, nah, if you let it play for too long, you like, who the fuck is, what am I listening to? And it's like.
If Frank Sinatra came on, bro, I'm about to stop this everything and just look at you.
Hey.
The fuck is this?
Bro, be going crazy, son.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that.
But it'll be fucked up the way it'll come on, like,
it's
after
like,
the E-40.
It's like, yeah. Like, it's like, we just was listening to E-40, right?
Slapping hella hard.
Cat come on. And it's like, yo.
Nah, not even Scat, bro. He come in
what
like,
"What are you doing with
this? Summertime." He just come in smooth, and it's like, "Yo, so just change the vibe, huh? Like, just switch it all up."
You're just out here listening to Billie Holiday.
That's what you do. Chilling, bro. It's like do. Sometimes, nigga. Like, depending on.
I ain't mad at you, bro. I'm not mad at you.
But yeah,
I need to diversify. I need to keep diversifying because hip hop ain't it no more. Bro. It's just not doing it.
I don't agree.
It's not doing it for me, bro. I'm not wanting to hear it.
I mean, mainstream hip hop is not.
Even when I hear dope shit, I still be shaking my head like, nah, not swipe past.
Oh. Yeah, nah, like Drake's dropped them 5. It's like, nigga, good Alchemist. Good music is still being produced, even if it's produced for the masses. And it's literally because we live in a what's hot world, right? Everything is hot. It's like, if it's not hot, then ain't nobody fucking with it. And it's like, bro, if we actually just pay attention to the shit that people put out, it's like, this is amazing. And that, like, everybody, I'm watching these cats that review music online, and they'll say, oh, if it only has, like, 3 or 4 good songs on it, then that's a trash album. And that is exactly counter to what we said. Because it's like, bro, you thinking that because of streaming. Because you're not paying for the music, right? And you're getting it in your album, so you're saying every song got a slap. And it's like, bro, when we had we had the hope that the song that we wanted was on the fucking album.
And we used to listen to 20 song albums.
Right?
And shit used to be long as fuck sometimes.
Yeah, so it's like I said, that's counter to what we said. 4 or 5 songs is a good album. Mm-hmm. Because every song on there ain't for me, right?
And there's, when you have people would put albums out, they're taking so much time to even make that album,
mm-hmm.
that each song isn't just going to be for that one moment. Like, we right. do that now, where we'll put a whole album out, but it's only for that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That wasn't how albums used to be.
Nah,
that
bro.
That album was supposed to last that year, and for the next few years, if it was really that great.
It will come back to some shit at a certain time, it'll hit different. We're
still slapping this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it came back to in the top 100.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Nah, that's real.
We ain't like that no more, bro. It's weird.
It's all streaming's fault. Yeah. When you took the value, like, when you don't have to invest in anything, then you want it to, you say how good it should be without respecting it. Right, it's like the grass, bro. Everybody want green grass. Nobody want to spend the money to keep their grass green.
If you bought this shit, you would find reasons to have more enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm. And if you couldn't, then you would say it was bad.
Right,
and you would have a whole lot more appreciation for what you buying. We don't have that no more. Nah, everything is free.
Everything is free, so everything has to reach a extra level.
I've been thinking that lately. Like, nothing is free. Because I've been thinking about, like, you know, there's a lot of people in life that's like, you know, free love this and
nothing is free.
Freedom in life and everybody should just, and it's like, that's not how anything works.
Or if everything is free, nothing is.
But
right.
That's literally not how things work. Mm-hmm. Like, the give everything and take of the world is just not freedom.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, in order for that succulent to grow, like, you had to do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just free to happen. It takes something. Everything yeah. takes something.
Uh-huh.
People's effort, whatever it is. So it's like, I'm sick of hearing that free shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it works. It's not how life is. And we in a capitalist system. So I'm rambling now. We probably should just wrap up. But get out of here with the free shit, son.
I mean, we're going to fix this point, and then we go straighten it out, and then we go get out of here.
Because we're still thankful.
Absolutely. But I was
we didn't get to the end of the episode because we are thankful.
Well, no, I was just going to say, because the music can be free, right? Like, you're right. Everything has a cost. But because I can download this app and not pay for it, what is my actual cost? And then it's like, your cost is quality. Because it's like, because you want enough new shit every day. You know how hard it is to fill a calendar mm-hmm. for 365 days a year? And they do it again and again and again with new shit. Like, and you want to be fed new shit because you're tired of the old shit. So every day we got to do this for free for you. Mm-mm. So your quality is definitely going to decrease because we just feeding just you this shit fast. You're just looking for new shit. New hot shit, bro. That new hot air. That's all we get is new hot air. Right? New hot free shit. That's it.
New hot free shit.
That's and that's the worst shit you could ever have. Unless it's provided by, you know, the Upless Society.
Mm. Even that's not true. Reality is, if they was buying it from the shop, bro, it's going to be better. You know what I mean? The free shit is not going to be
the absolutely. Same it's not the best.
It's not, nope. just not it's, how things
it's
work.
It's free. That's why it's free.
If somebody talking about they giving something to you freely, it's not the best of quality.
I don't care what it is, what aspect of life you talk about it in, it's not going to be the best. If it's coming to you freely, think about it.
I don't disagree. So let's be thankful.
I still said it.
You didn't have to, bro.
I didn't even have to end it with that. Can we end the episode?
I'm trying, nigga.
I'm getting worse.
Yo, thank y'all for rocking with us. I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. Happy Thanksgiving, holidays, and all those other things.
I'm a Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That's my favorite song, though. I love it. It's hold on. The Tyler, the Creator, that Grinch album. Because he made the music for the cartoon movie. Slap. Always got to hit his credit. I'm thankful that Tyler, the Creator, is able to make music that I listen to.
There you go. Thankful for these Celsius drinks. That shit kept me going.
Hey, he would have been tapped out, bro. We've been doing this for hours. You would have been quit. Are we done? What do you want to say? What is it? Are we through? Are we done? Are we done? Or is we through?
It's funny, too, because when I really, really, really want to stop, I'm ready to, like, walk out.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
So, I'm El Luno. This has been the Straight Dope Show.
This is 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 the Straight Dope Show.
Hilarious.